Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, Power of Christ Daily, 15th of August, titled, Evil Eye Makes You Poor. Evil Eye makes you poor. Now, I've dealt with dark light before. So, you search for trees of the mind and dark light in that graceoflife.com, the Power of Christ Daily section. You'll get all these archives. Please, sisters and brothers, read that, listen to that, and look at the scriptures, look at the word of God. I'm only explaining here and there, but actually it's the word of God will settle us all, it settle me, will settle you. It's the word of God. The word of God is Jesus Christ. It's not just a written word. You go to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the husband of your soul. Can you imagine? He's God, I'm the way, the truth and life, and he is also the husband of my soul. Now, if he's the husband of my soul, And he's the husband of my soul that I know, but you have to know, each of us must know deep down that he's the husband of our soul. And he is a truth and he loves us and God is love, so he loves me. It's not a human husband or human wife loving because they have their own fallen nature, their pressures, the problem from work, the problem in the home, the problem surroundings, all kinds of problems surrounding illnesses, pain today, some arthritic pain or whatever. He doesn't have all that. He loves us completely. So I go to my husband of my soul and he is the word of God and he's Jesus Christ. And he suffered on the cross for me on that day 2000 years ago. And he said, it is finished. All that I need to do, I don't have to. I just have to trust him. He's finished it for me. He took away my sins. He took away my problems. He took away the pain. He took away my sickness, the diseases, the poverty. Everything is taken away and he's given me. It's there. Now I'll get it step by step according to how I believe him to really give to me. My faith in him is the one that releases these things. My faith in him is the one. The more I believe in him and his resurrection power and the things he has done for me that he has already settled, more will be released to me. The more I meditate on the issues of life, the more I meditate on the word of God and pay attention to this, what I hear and meditate and think about it and imagine the solutions in Christ, imagine the benefits in Christ, more will be released. Those words have been spoken before. Please search and do that. And the past archives, keep listening wherever your issues are. Look for the title, look for the issues, and keep listening and meditating on the word of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And then more and more will be added. And our life is full. Even when we don't have the things that the world people may have, we have joy, we'll have joy, righteousness, peace and joy. We'll have a family, a relationship put together that's so good. All that will be moving on. So whatever, don't look at what it's lacking. For instance, it's Luke 11, 34 to 35. It's a very important scripture. Luke 11, 34 to 35. 34, the light of the body is the eye. One eye is saying, God is telling his one eye. Yeah? The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thy eye is evil, the body is also full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. Take care that the light in you is not dark light. The light of the body is the eye. Now also, I've spoken about it, the eyes of our heart, the eyes of our understanding. So the eye is single, focused. If you're focused in what you're looking at, what you're thinking, what you're seeking, focused, more and more, and you're meditating on the issues you're thinking of, that will come to pass. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he shall become. The single eye, single is focusing, one, not double-minded, not looking at what the world says, what the doctor says, and then looking at what God says. And then look at God says for a while, and then go back, suddenly you hear what the doctor said, you look at listening to what the doctor said, and meditating on that. In fact, going searching in the internet what the doctor said, and how can he be overcome. That's not single. Single is focus. If God said you will be healed, or you are healed 2000 years ago, to receive the healing, your focus. My God said that, and that will happen. My God said, Jesus Christ died on the cross and said, by my stripes you were healed. His skin was ribbons, you know. They whipped him with these hooks. They were tearing his skin, ribbons. There's no more face. They tore his beard. And he said, by my stripes, you were healed. So if you believe that, you want to make your heart believe it now. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you want to make your heart believe. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart to be single. Single. Focus. I command the eyes of my understanding to be single. The eye to be single. To focus and believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and he said, by his stripes, I am healed. I was healed. I am healed. Now to manifest, I keep focusing there and trusting Jesus and Jesus alone. As you begin to trust Jesus and Jesus alone, he will bring something. He may even bring some herbs. He may bring, but you will be wise. God said, by wise as serpent, gentle as doves. Gentle. Don't give evil for evil. You give love for evil. You return love for evil. Evil people giving you, you return love. People have all kinds of things to say about you. You humble yourself, move away. And you be whole in Jesus Christ. Now the topic today is the eye is single, but the topic today is the evil eye. The whole body is full of light. If single means, can you imagine, you're focused, that single-mindedness. With a single eye, you're seeing Jesus said, I'm healed 2,000 years ago. Single-minded, you're focusing. And you're focusing and believing and looking at the situation whereby your health is moved. Well, you're going about your work, you're having a family, you're looking at those things. Because if you focus on the thing that the doctor told you, it exists, the x-ray shows or the MRI shows or whatever, your single focus is eye single, you give power to the thing to grow. Because our thoughts have power. Our thoughts affect. This all I've dealt with the earlier teaching. Our thought waves affect and give fuel for it to grow. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he shall become. If you begin to think about this in the heart regarding this particular condition, the doctor and the doctor told you and the x-ray showed you or whatever, it will begin to grow. Now go and see the one that says Chinese hospital, now prayer, where they then we are praying that now and tumors shrink. Because it's single-minded, single, our people get together and pray in the name of Jesus Christ now. Now the tumor shrinks. Now it will disappear. Now in the name of Jesus Christ. And the thing, many, many cases, it shrinks. Now, when the eye is evil, this of course I couldn't understand. Eye is evil. The body is full of darkness. What is eye is evil? The body is full of darkness. That means the eye is evil means the body is full of darkness. Obviously, we are in real mess. So I must have had an evil eye at that time itself before I came to the Lord, and my body must have been full of darkness. Must have been, because Jesus said so. Now, in Proverbs 28:22, a man with an evil eye hastens after riches and does not consider that poverty will come upon him. This is me. This is me before I came to the Lord. A man with an evil eye hastens after riches. So, who is the one with an evil eye? A person who's running after riches, after wealth. Evil eye. A man with an evil eye runs after the riches. Focuses on riches only. Focus on the wealth. Focus on getting rich. Focus on getting the money. Focus. But that's evil eye. Although focus, God says, will feed the thing. So if you're focusing on riches, instead of riches growing, the evil eye is growing, and more darkness is taking over your whole body. It happened to me. And does not consider that poverty will come upon him. Happened to me until Jesus came and set me free and started restoring by his mercy. But God's word says, he'll give you the power to get wealth and he will not add sorrow to it. He will give you the power to. He gives you the power. He has given you the power to get wealth 2,000 years ago on Calvary. And he will not add sorrow to it. That means whatever God gives, there won't be sorrow. You won't be panicking. What happened to this? What happened to that? Will this wealth disappear? Will my house disappear? Will the loan fella come and catch me? Will the bank suddenly increase their interest and all that? That all won't happen because you'll have no sorrow with that. Because God gave you and you move on. So an evil eye. Now go back to Luke 11:34. It says, the whole body is full of light if your eye is single. But when your eye is evil, the whole body is full of darkness. So an evil eye is an eye that chases after riches, completely ignoring everything else, completely not wanting to know. So the families are destroyed, children are destroyed, you're not bothered. You're only focusing on this evil thing. But those who are in captivity as I was, our understanding will be like this. Before that, Proverbs 23:6 says, do not even eat the bread with the fellow with the evil eye, with the person with the evil eye. That means person chasing riches, do not be with them. Do not be with them. Because you're chasing fellow, people are chasing after riches and you're going to go with them. You will also have the evil eye and you will come to poverty. And you see all these people chasing riches, they came to poverty. Poverty, riches is not just money. Riches is what about your peace? The peace and joy. What about the relationship? What about your children loving you and looking up to you? What about your husband and wife being in one accord? Husband loving wife, wife loving husband, wife submitting to husband and submitting unto the Lord. Husband taking care of the wife as his own body. As God said, you love her as your loving your own body. All that. What about all that? What about progressing peacefully? What about the neighbors? You're loving your neighbors. Neighbors look up to you. You have a great reputation. What about helping people, casting out evil in the evil spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, healing the sick, helping people understand the Bible, which is the manual for living. It's like when you buy a car, they'll give you a manual for the car. If the car manual says you put a 40 engine or whatever the engine oil is, then you go and put some other oil, of course the car has got a problem. So that is why this is a manual God has created for us. When he gave life to us, he gave us this. So we better go back and see what his written word is, but go to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, this evil eye settled is somebody who is chasing riches and will come to poverty. Now, you have seen this repeatedly. For instance, many times the TV programs and all that are teaching people to just focus on riches, because we have been fooled to believe that if we get the riches, anything can be solved. We got a problem, a medical problem, with the money we can solve it. Now we know you cannot solve it. You can go and do chemo after chemo after chemo and put 100,000 per vial, 1,000 ringgit per vial also. That has not worked. Finally, people are suffering. The money cannot give you peace in the soul. Joy cannot come from there. The money. Yes, we need money. Yes, God said you need money. But he said, seek ye the kingdom of God and its righteousness first, and all these things, your needs will be settled. They will be settled according to God's way. And when God gives you the settlement, there's no sorrow added to it. Now, our children, oh, they see somebody, minister over the years, one boy says, I want to play football. He doesn't want to study, you know. He wants to go and play football, so he doesn't study. So I want to play football, I want to be a great footballer. But actually, deep down, the heart will be, without this boy knowing, the heart will be looking for the lifestyle of that footballer. Suppose you saw a major name footballer from Brazil or whatever, or World Cup. Then you see, you are trying to get that lifestyle. The girls are following this man. The girls are fantastic. He's a star. He can kick this way, kick that way. He has a fantastic car. His lifestyle is like that. So actually, heart is chasing after that. Chasing after the money. Chasing after the lifestyle of this particular footballer. And we would think that, but that footballer would have spent thousands of hours playing, shooting. Like, for example, people say, oh, fantastic shot. That guy might have shot 1,000 kicks to get the thing perfected. But these people think they just can become like this and then get to become footballer and their life changed. And this boy's life has gone wrong. And we are praying for him that he'll come back to knowledge of the truth. Now, likewise, people, our hearts are chasing this, and that means we have an evil eye. Must deal with this. Oh, you must say, I need a fridge. If I have a fridge, I'm suffering. My fridge keeps on spoiling or whatever. First, try to get it repaired. If you don't have the money, don't go. People come with a quick scheme. Okay, I'll give you this fridge for just 50 ringgit a month. And then you find out that fridge is only 500 ringgit and they sold you for 1,300 ringgit because they got an installment plan. But our people, without realizing, they pay the 50 ringgit per month because they need a fridge immediately. You use the 50 ringgit or even 2 months, 100 ringgit and repair the fridge and keep it and say, Lord, you go to the Jesus Christ. Lord, I have this problem, Lord. Food being wasted. I cannot store properly. You think he won't answer you. Don't have to follow the ways of the world, brothers and sisters. Go to Jesus. And godliness with contentment is great gain. So let become godly means following Christ, following his word of counsel and contentment and great gain. It will happen. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.